Saint Adalain Church. Roman in style, built in the form of a Latin cross, Saint Adalain Church dates back to the 11th century. You are about to discover a very exceptional monument. Its construction began with the fortified tower. The people of Celle came here in seek of refuge at different times throughout its history, when in battle against the village's lords of the village. By looking upwards, we can make out the arrow slits. This tower was here primarily to protect the Saint-Adalain sanctuary, located down below in the crypt, 12 metres underground. It can be visited at any time because the church is open around the clock all year long. To visit it, all you need to do is enter, open a second door on the right, close to the baptism altar and take the stairs down. Do not expect to find the reliquary holding the relics of Saint-Adalain. In the 14th century, it was transferred to Visé, close to Liège. Why? Because the Lord of Celle frowned upon the large number of pilgrims visiting his lands. After having climbed back up the stairs, you will nevertheless find a copy of the sarcophagus in the right-hand lateral nave, which served to transport his reliquary. Nearby is also the polychrome statue of Saint-Adalain. On his shoulder sits the famous dove incarnating the Holy Spirit, the one that came to him in a dream and directed him to come evangelize in these lands. Since then, many others have followed in this man's footsteps. The church is a collegial, meaning that for a long period of time, it was home to a chapter of canons. As the abbey, Pierre Martin, will explain, we owe these ecclesiastic dignitaries for the presence, on either side of the chancel, of the very valuable wooden seats. 24 stalls, the oldest in Belgium. They are very simple, a bit like this Roman style. The lines are very clear, very beautiful. When I give tours of the church, I invite the visitors to look at the stalls head-on so that they can realize that they were made perhaps in function of the canon who was to sit there, because they are not all the same size. It's rather comical. This imposing church encloses many other pieces deserving of your interest. Among them, fixed to the walls, are tombstones whose coats of arms were hammered during the Revolution, or even, in the entry to the right, set in the wall of the tower, the copy of an ex voto from the 2nd century, also known as the Roman era. But the edifice's most distinctive feature is perhaps that it has two crypts, in addition to the one serving as a sanctuary to Saint-Adalain. One is located under the altar. It is there that the pilgrims did penance, and also where women, children, and village elders came to take refuge and pray at the end of 1944 during the Ardennes Offensive. The other crypt can be reached from the exterior of the church to the left. It was reserved for the barons and their descendants, who for a long time chose to be inhumed in the manor of Saint-Adalain for their final resting spot. Thank you for continuing your visit and see you soon.